I have made a copy of an applet where we can look at the motion.
At the motion of the atoms, and there's over here is the dispersion relationship, and I have one slider which lets me change the ratio of the two masses. That's this top one.
So if I move this over, I increase the ratio
of the two masses. And it started out with the two masses being equal, but now they have two different masses, and you see there's this band gap appears.
And this other slider is letting me move the K value.
So now I'm down here, not too far from K equals zero, and on the acoustic branch, this is what the solution looks like. So this is a low frequency solution, and all of the atoms, the heavy ones and the light ones, the red ones or the heavy ones, the blue ones or the light ones, all of the atoms are in a wave, and the neighbors are moving in phase. They're moving in phase with their nearest neighbors. And up on the optical branch, you see the same kind of K envelope. So you still see the same wavelength if you just look at the blue or you just look at the red, but they're oscillating out of phase. So this is, these are the optical solutions are always out of phase solutions, and the acoustic solutions they're in phase. But one of the problems I did this morning with just two masses, there was them both moving in the same direction, and then there was another normal mode where they're moving out of phase. And you get a similar kind of results here for the acoustic, the optical branch, they move out of phase, and for the acoustic branch, they move in phase.
And now I can try to move up towards the Briozzo boundary, and as I slide it this way, the wavelength's getting shorter and shorter. And we keep getting shorter and shorter, and eventually you get up to the Brillouin zone boundary.
And now we're at the shortest wavelength that you can get. So A is from here to there. And when I did it for just one atom in the unit cell, then it looked like this. This was A, and the shortest wavelength was 2A. And now also the shortest wavelength is 2A like this. And so the wavelength is from here to there. And the solution in the acoustic branch is the heavy ones going back and forth and the light ones standing still. And on the optical branch, it's the light ones going back and forth and the heavy ones staying still.
So that's these solutions. This solution here is the acoustic branch. It's this one. It has a lower frequency than the other one, and the lower solution is that, and it has a bit higher frequency than this one.
So this is what the solutions look like on the acoustic branch and on the optical branch. All of the normal mode solutions, you can associate a wavelength with them. And if you know the wavelength and the frequency, you could calculate how fast that wave is moving. And that information is here in the dispersion relationship.